I might meet him and say, "Hey, what you doing sleeping on your shed tail so long this morning?" something like that. You know, I've heard him talk about that.
He would be late because of signing already.
Past his time. Well, that's just because sometimes he sleep late. Sometimes he have other choices he have to do. But the old short way is just tell him don't sleep on your shed tail too long.
Say, if somebody came to see you Sunday, not last Sunday, but the one before that one, you'd say that he came to see you when?
He came, today's a week ago, he came.
Right. And if he's going to come see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one after that, he's coming to see you.
Well, it'll be Sunday after this coming Sunday.
Right. Okay. What if somebody came and stayed with you, if you had company, from about the 1st of the month to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
15 days.
Yeah. Ever heard people around here call that a fortnight?
A what?
Fortnight.
No, I haven't.
Say if you were downtown and you didn't have a watch with you, if you wanted to know the time of day, what would you ask somebody?
What time of hey friend, what time of day is it getting to be? Got a watch? And then he would tell me. And I have been to where I could look at the sun pretty well and tell.
Oh really?
Yeah. My father used to knock us off at 12 o'clock. In the daytime, we'd be away in the woods, and now no time, peace. He'd look up to the sun or look at shadow. He went by the shadow.
Okay.
And he'd say, "Well, we better get home. It's about time to eat."
Yes.
It'd come time to eat, and we'd get on.
Pretty handy to be able to do that.
He really didn't know that. See, he'd just been one of the old timers, other words, and he never had no watches or nothing. He just had a clock at home.
Yes.
He could tell about that song. Well, I might throw this in. The man at Leochair, before I Leochair, he come to the window here one day and he says, well, I believe he was out there in the yard. He says, "You see that big old oak over yonder?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Now when that sun sets behind that oak, then it turns back, goes back to the south."
Yes, sir.
And he was right. It's done turned back now, quite a way. And I can get that window there and look down and see it under the bridge in the dead winter. It'll set to where I can see it right under the bridge. See, that's an opening down a railroad?
Yes, sir.
And I can see that sun when it goes down under that bridge, over that bridge. And it's real interesting to know people and watch things like that, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about asking people about the time. If somebody asks you what time it was, and if it was exactly midway between 7 and 8, you'd say it was just...
I'd just say, well, it's 7:30.
Is there any other way of saying that, 7:30 or...
7:30? Well, I've always called it that, 7:30.
I have.
Yeah, you could say that, I reckon. Halfway.
Or half past.
Say half past.
Well, say if it were 15 minutes later than half past 10, you'd call that just...
15 minutes after 10. After 10.